So I just saw this nugget. Somebody tweeted us from Brian Manning, who I believe writes for Commander's Wire.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And it was about Ben Johnson.
Yep.
I think this came out, maybe this came out last year, and it just I'm just seeing it now. But that Ben Johnson apparently was turned off by the Commander's new owners. Thought they were basketball guys, and...
Why, because
really
of the
football
one guy.
Guys.
I think that's from last. That,
it is from last
yeah,
year.
Yeah, yeah.
It's from last year, yeah. But maybe it's a bit of a stick at the Ben Johnson game, EB.
Oh, that's a good subplot.
I kind of like that.
That's
I kind of like one. That. Good. F him. I mean, okay, so I get it. Josh Harris is a basketball guy. He's also a hockey guy. He's
yeah,
also a soccer
I do it all.
Guy.
He's
Josh
a money
Harris.
Guy.
Yeah, I've got a lot of money.
And then
money
they had Bob Myers.
I mean, got a lot of teams.
That's
and,
why. I guess you had Magic.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what? Maybe he's on to something.
Maybe he is. By the way, I missed this last night before the game. Did anybody see the lead singer from Cheap Trick sing the anthem? Because he was getting destroyed on Twitter.
No.
Now, I missed it because my kids saw it. They said, they were like, who's Cheap Trick and why is this guy singing,
right.
singing the anthem? And I guess Robin Zander.
How can you not
Zander's
know Cheap Trick? Didn't they sing The Flame?
They sang The Flame.
In their prime.
Dream Police. I mean, they were silly back in the 70s
people
and 80s.
People love to kill people.
They're
I saw,
killing
I think
him.
It was a week before, Jimmy Charles
it.
Sang before the Ravens game.
Yeah.
He got killed.
Right.
Who They killed my man, Jimmy Charles?
Yes.
Now, if you can find
so social media said he was
if
terrible.
If you can find the anthem from last night, I'd like
well,
to hear
I
it.
I saw him do it at the Maryland game where they played in tennis in Nashville.
I mean, don't kill me. I just social media just attacked him since he couldn't sing.
What happened to Jimmy Charles?
Oh, it did sound bad.
National
but
treasure.
But Jimmy said, and I've seen him perform live. He doesn't sound like that live. He said ESPN had a bad mix. he said, like, if you're at the game at the stadium.
And, sounded fine.
Yeah, and then there were a bunch of people that said that. And then ESPN had a bad mix, or they took the wrong feed or something.
Maybe it's true. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, Cheap Trick, sing. Maybe the guy just can't sing anymore.
I'm a Jimmy Charles
he's 72
guy.
Years old.
Right.
Like, I mean, your pipes start going before you hit 72, so I'm
all
guessing
right.
That's part of the issue.
All right, so we were talking about the Lions matchup and whether you think they have a good chance. For much of the season, the Lions have had kind of almost an unbeatable image. They ended up winning 15 games. They were the one seed in the NFC. But do you give Washington a good chance to knock them off and pull off the upset?
I give them a reasonable chance.
Yeah.
Like if you say good, like if that
I don't give
to
them
me
a...
it's like 40% if you I consider that good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean it's like close to 50, you know. I think we got a good chance.
So what's reasonable?
I'll knock it
30%?
Down to decent chance. I'm going to go with decent.
Okay.
Which to me is like 30-35%. Which isn't bad.
There's a lot of pressure on
I think
on
the ESPN
Detroit.
Predictor has it at 72-28 right now in favor of the Lions.
I think
well,
it's
look,
a
they're 9.5 point. They're 9.5 point dog.
Right.
I think the Lions are like -400 on the money line. That's a significant favor.
By the way.
But it's the divisional playoffs. You're down to the final four. We'll see what happens tonight. Final four in the NFC. Anything can happen.
Big hat clap, hat tip clap to the execs, the TV execs who put the game on Saturday night instead of Sunday night.
That helps a
thank
lot.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I may have a personal dilemma because I'm scheduled to fly to LA on Friday to go to UFC, which is on Saturday.
Okay.
All right. Now, I could probably watch most of the Commanders game before going to the Intuit Dome.
Mm-hmm.
If it's held in L.A.,
yeah.
Dana White said he might move the fights to Vegas.
Oh. Either way, it's a three-hour time difference, both places.
Yeah.
So you'll be okay. And you can watch on your phone if
I
you
know,
had to.
But I have flights to L.A.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, that's a separate
you're
issue.
You're praying it stays in L.A.
What?
That's a separate issue.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
If it moves to Vegas, I guess I would get... Tickets to Vegas.
Here's what he's going
to
do. Those LA tickets, he's going to eat them. He's going to eat those tickets.
Well, I'm going to be in Raleigh. So I'm going to be in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'll be watching the game at some freaking terrible hotel.
Mm.
But it's fine. Thank God. It's better than being.
You'll have your wife and your daughter?
Yes.
So the three
BT
of you?
Dubs.
Yeah.
Guess who's the play by play? I believe it's Tom Brady.
He has the call.
Well, it's a Fox game, isn't it?
I would assume.
I think so.
Yeah, I think it's Tom Brady and Kevin Burkhardt.
He's so mediocre. This is the
last
of it.
I watched the entire Eagle game.
Yeah.
He's
just mediocre.
Yeah.
He doesn't stand out.
I agree.
There's nothing special.
There's nothing special
There's literally
about him.
Nothing special
They're all
him.
Bad, aren't they?
I mean, kind of, maybe.
It literally doesn't matter. Just show me the action on the field.
By the way, Jim Nance did his 500th game this weekend.
That's impressive.
His first game was 1988.
Yeah, he's starting to look. He's starting to age a little bit. He's looking a little, you know.
Yeah.
All right, just real quick around the room. Yeah. So I'll say good chance just because that's how I wrote it in the poll. You say decent chance.
Decent.
EB says reasonable chance. Are you a no chance?
Limited.
Limited chance.
Limited.
All right, let's go to the phones.
You know, I love that. Stay on brand.
Look, I told everybody I was hoping I was going to be wrong about last night, and I was. Right. That's good.
Right.
Nobody ever really wants to be wrong. There's nothing better than hyping up another playoff game for a week.
Right. All right, let's go to D in Beltsville. D, what's up? Good morning.
Good morning, Junkies. How are you?
Great.
Now, I agree with all of you except for that limited.
Right. Okay.
Right.
That one I'm not going to agree with. But at this point, it's anybody's game. Once you reach the playoffs, you've earned it. So there's nobody here, nobody there. What I can say is the Commanders, because you know I'm a Commanders fan, you have to eliminate the penalties. You have to make all those unnecessary penalties and all that stuff. You have to make sure you do not do that. Another thing.
Well, they cut down the penalties in the recent game. They cut it down to 5, which is good.
You can work with that.
Exactly. Let's keep it up. And another thing I keep saying over and over again, protect the quarterback. Because as we proceed, being as good as Jay Daniels is, other teams know that.
No doubt. And I'll tell
you,
in the first quarter, first two possessions, you're watching that and you're going, they better figure this out. Because he's like under duress every throw.
There's no way down with a Band-Aid, a boo-boo.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, come on now. Like, moving forward, these other teams, that's the first thing they're thinking about in their heads. Let's get that quarterback because they know, he's really the key.
A lot of people thought, thank you, D. A lot of people thought that they were maybe taking unnecessary shots. Like, they were actually trying to take him out of the game. That's what a lot of people were tweeting.
I think defenses do that, not just with Jaden Daniels. I think they do it with a lot of quarterbacks.
They're really physical.
Yeah.
And they were bringing so many different blitzes. I mean, Todd Bowles was living up to his reputation there in that first quarter or so, and kind of throughout the game. But I will give, again, they made some sort of adjustments. I'm not sophisticated enough to tell you what they were, but we seem to be able to pick up most of it. And then also Jaden just started taking the game under his own, under his own power and just started taking off.
The scrambles, and also they employ a lot of quick passing.
Yeah, which is a counter to it.
You know, the screen to De'Ami Brown, quick slant to Terry McLaurin, a lot of that, screen to Eckler, screens to B-Rob.
But by the same token, I thought Baker had a lot of time. We did pressure him a few times, and you could tell they were trying to make an effort to bring him down. He still escaped a few times. But I saw those guys were working so hard to get home. You could just see it. And thankfully, they did just enough to pull it off. Let's go to Tailgate Ted. Tailgate, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, were you there, Ted?
He was there.
Were you?
Of course he was there.
Yep.
I'm still here, Lurch. I'm still here.
Yeah, lucky you.
I'm at the airport right now, but Cakes, apparently EB is not the biggest fan anymore. You want to go to Detroit with me? I got an Airbnb.
Why am I not the biggest fan?
Aren't you going to Carolina this weekend?
I mean, I have to. I have family obligation.
Pretty simple.
No, I get it. But it's a divisional game. Let's go to it. Come on.
Cakes will go.
I mean, how long?
It might be fun.
Cakes will go.
I mean, Detroit in the dead of winter.
No, you could go to Greektown.
Okay. I mean, it's fine.
All right, but I'm just saying.
I'm sure Ted's going to have a great time. He'll latch onto a tailgate somewhere there in Detroit.
You just hung up on him.
I didn't mean to. I'm just trying to move on. But
Ted's a grinder, man. He just follows the team wherever they go.
So his tailgate, is he going to pay for your ticket? No.
Probably not.
Okay, he got the Airbnb.
I mean, what is he, a billionaire? just going to every game, he's going to give me a free roll?
It seemed like he's inviting you, though.
It did seem like an invite.
I mean, if he's inviting you, that means he has a ticket?
Hey, let's go together.
He 100% is inviting him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's free-rolling me.
If he gave you a ticket for you, would you go travel and spend the weekend with Tailgate Ted?
I'm going to give it a soft maybe.
Really?
A soft maybe.
Hey, that's not a no.
Hey, that's more than
it's not a no. It's not a an outright dismissal.
If Ted wanted a legit yes, he should ask Mar.
Mar
would go with him
in a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat.
How many Zins last night? Were you just going through the Zins?
So many.
Yeah.
I mean, I was stressing over the game, but I mean, it was awesome.
Did you have all the boys watching?
Yeah, we were all locked in. Yeah. And, you know, some of them were a little sad because one of my roommates, Steelers fan, they took the L. Other one, Packers fan, they took the L. So I had to bring us home. You
know? Double decker Zins, one on the top and
triple
bottom?
Decker, quadruple decker.
No, you weren't quadruple.
No, not actually. Yeah. just one at a time.
Yeah, he was stress dipping so hard, probably.
All right, let's go to Dave in Stanton. Dave, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning. Glad to be on. First time caller.
Thanks, man.
So I put on there a slim only because I think, like several of you have said, it might take almost a perfect game. But what I wanted to mention was it's so nice to be proud to be a Washington fan again.
Totally.
I was comparing it to, you know, you never saw a Cowboys jersey the last 6-7 weeks of the season, right? And you wear that Washington jersey whether we win or lose. But it was hard to put it on over the Snyder era because it was embarrassing.
It really
and so
was.
Win or lose, I mean, I only had us picked for 7-10 anyway.
Yeah.
So it's just nice to be proud and happy to wear
definitely.
That jersey.
It's a good point.
It really was.
My son lives in North Carolina now, and he said he used to get goofed on when he would wear his Commander's gear out and about. Like, literally, people would be like, oh, trash franchise you for. Pretty good team you root for.
Yeah.
Now it's a little bit different.
Totally
wearing that
different.
W
exactly.
out.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. I mean, it really is true. You see more gear than
so
ever.
So much more. They,
I think it's fair. I think I'm wearing the hottest jersey in the NFL, right?
I mean,
at one point, it was the hottest selling.
It's got to be up there.
I'm not saying, he's the MVP.
It's
got to
be top
anything,
five.
But it's, as far as the new young guys, who's selling more jerseys than Jay
Daniels? I do like it in the black, too.
In the black is fire.
I know a lot of people are like, hey, it looks just like the Steelers in uniform. Blah, blah,
no,
blah.
This one might be the best.
It's pretty damn
good. I think
good.
This one might be the best. And I like the white. I like the, but this might be the best. I was kind of anti-black at first. This is a fire.
It's growing on you.
Yeah. Let's go to Mo in D.C. Mo, what's up?
What's up, Jump?
Hey, buddy.
Hello, Mo.
What do you think, man?
Hey, listen. Listen, guys. Listen. A year ago, if anybody told you we would be in a position right now, I would have told you we're lying. We playing with house money.
Yeah, 100%.
We playing with house money.
Yes, 100%.
Correct.
Free rolling.
True.
So listen. It's all butter from now on. I love the direction the team is in. So listen, let's just enjoy the ride and have fun, man. Listen.
Yeah, no, 100%.
I think you're right. We're listening.
We're listening.
We are.
Trust
listening.
Me, we're listening. We're with you.
Have you had some drinks this morning?
All these bandwagon guys, the bandwagon is full. We got no more room. I'm a lifelong fan.
Right.
Lifelong listener. Stop playing. Let's bring it back. Bring it back to D.C. Bring it back to D.C. And that's it.
You don't want the bandwagon fans? Why? We'll take them. The more the merrier.
Listen, I'm a lifelong fan, so I got guys that jump on and jump off from year to year. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not like that.
Right.
I'm too real for that.
I'm with you. I think we get along well,
Mo. I listen to you guys every morning. I know my friend.
All right. Thank you, Mo. Thank you, buddy. Be safe, pal.
All right, guys.
All right, man.
That's is the funny. Other Mo still banned?
You'd have to ask
still in suspension.
Ask the gatekeeper.
No, it's been 2 weeks. You can call in. His dad called earlier.
What did Mo do wrong when I was away? What did Mo do wrong?
It's too much to get into it. He broke the rules.
He brought up the in a DM, he brought up the Seahawks being eliminated from the playoffs.
He tweaked him in a moment of weakness.
Oh, he broke and Drab says he broke the rules.
Broke the rules. There are rules. This is a society we
you
live in.
You troll me off hours, you can get suspended.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Let's go to Drew in D.C. Drew, what's up?
What's going on, fellas, man?
Hey,
like I said, victory Monday.
Yeah. Play that music, kids.
I just want to say, man, hey, with the way the team play, man, they always got a chance. But I just say with the offensive line, the center and that guard play, I stopped counting at 10 how many – blocks they whiffed on, especially on their fourth and one in a running play. They just getting too much penetration. But overall, man, with the adjustments, we got a good chance to win. As long as we sustain the drives, and man, and hey, man, hey,
house money, but still is money, man. So let's go get this, man. Y'all right. Keep up the great work.
All right. Thank you, Drew. Appreciate it, buddy. It just makes everybody happier.
Of course.
Yeah, but just makes your week better. And no matter what happens, it's just, it would have been kind of sad if you get like smoked in the first round or something. Right. It's kind of a damper. Yeah. But when you win, and now look, we're 2 wins away from the Super Bowl.
I know.
Yeah.
They're 2 wins away from the Super Bowl.
1 win from an NFC championship game. Yeah. If somebody said that to you in like April, they're going to be 2 steps away from the NFC title game.
You're going to laugh in their faces. I still can't fathom that they're 13-5.
I can't either. But here's what I can fathom. And believe it or not, I actually can fathom this. I might be able to manifest it.
Mm-hmm.
I could see Jaden Daniels hoisting a Lombardi trophy. I could see it. Like,
this year?
I couldn't have seen it before. But like right now,
yeah,
I can see it. It wouldn't be it's an incredible achievement, but it's not implausible to me. Like, I think he's special. And I've said it all
he
year.
He definitely is.
I have never wavered.
But to win 3 games against,
it's improbable.
Much better teams than you beating in the regular season. I think it's very difficult.
It's very difficult. But he's worthy of it. It's not like some other quarterbacks, who just maybe manage a team and they get a super. Like,
yeah,
he's worthy of it, and he's good enough. Mm. That he could carry this team. Now, it's going to take luck. It's going to take luck. But he's worthy of it.
And it might not happen this year.
It's hard to win a Super Bowl
when
you're riding pretty much one guy.
I agree. They are pretty much riding one guy.
That's pretty much what they're doing.
They're pretty much doing
it. Oh, him and McLaurin.
800-636-1067 is the number. Remember, coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll talk about Marshawn Lattimore a little bit and his struggles with the former corner Fred Smoot, former Washington cornerback. He'll jump on at 9. And Joe Theismann at 9:25. Keep it here on a Victory Monday, brought to you by Chenega Miles, 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com.